Blog Talk Radio.
Former Blackhawk, local guy, and the current color analyst for the Blackhawks on television, it is Eddie Olczyk.
The guy's an asshole.
Dead air moments.
Paid out the rectum.
Well, first of all, we're very, very happy with Dennis Savard as our head coach. He's growing.
What the fuck does that mean? I don't know how long you guys got, but I'll sit here till 4 in the morning and explain to you why James Wisniewski sucks.
You're never surprised by anything.
Patrick Kane and his cousin, his 21-year-old cousin, partying on Chippewa Street in downtown Buffalo this morning. They allegedly took a cab ride home, paid the cabbie about a $14 fare, and then at the end of the ride, beat that cabbie and stole the fare money back. As we understand it, this happened about 4 o'clock this morning. Now, both Patrick Kane and his cousin have been arrested and charged with second-degree robbery and criminal mischief.
You know, Superstar, and I tell you the story, I was, Chris Block here along with Superstar. It's Third Man in Radio here on this Tuesday night, August 11th, 2009, here in Chicago, a couple minutes past the hour. Superstar, did I tell you the story? One of the jobs I've been doing lately is, I was writing and editing proposals, right? And one of the many things that I apparently am qualified to do. And it was funny because it's sort of like a security firm, and like I was reading terms, and I love these terms. One of them was internal espionage. I love that word, espionage. It just sounds like it could be anything. It's just like
you know what? It really could. You know what? Internal espionage works really great with the Blackhawks off season.
There you go. I wouldn't even think of that. Well, you're thinking on your toes. You're trying to make up for last week, aren't you?
I am.
We'll get to that later. A lot of people are very, very uneasy about you. And then the other one, and I laughed when I read it. And I started thinking about vehicular assault. And then I thought about it, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but I once used my vehicle to assault someone.
Just one?
But
one thing you'll take credit for.
Well, the ones that I have to take credit for were there were other people in the car, and I'll tell the story. You know, and I can tell it now because my friends now are cops, and I have to get into that a second too. But we were in high school, and I was driving my car. We were going to a Hawks game. The Hawks were playing the Montreal Canadiens, I don't know why I remember it being that game. I was at every game, but it was that game. And we were running late, and this is back, again, I'm, 17, 18 years old. I was frantically trying to get to the United Center and park right off Washington Street so we would not miss the anthem. And we already missed warm-ups, which pissed me off, but I did not want to miss the anthem. Well, this cop stands out in front of Washington Street and waves me off, like, no, you know, you must stop. But Block wasn't to be stopped, right? So I drove right through this police officer, right? And, I mean, I hit her a little bit. I mean, I brushed her. there was contact. But, she pounded on my car, and she yelled at me, and she came up to the side, and, you know, she reprimanded me, and then she just let me go.
Did you make the anthem, though? That's the question.
No, we listened to the anthem on the way up the escalator, and it ruined my whole day. But that's what when I was reading the proof of these proposals, like I read that vehicular assault, and I was just like, that's crazy. I remember that. Anyway,
it's either that or something we did in Calgary.
We're not going to talk about that, but that would, you know.
Qualify as well.
Yeah. Anyway, Third Man in Radio here tonight, edition 6 or 7 or 8, depending on how you want to count them. And obviously, as you heard in the open there, that was some lady giving a report. I wrote it down. I can't find it. About Patrick Kane over the weekend. Allegedly, I guess we have to say, was out until, definitely was out until 4 in the morning, and on Chippewa Street, and for basically people that aren't familiar with Buffalo, and I hope that most of you, Chippewa Street in Buffalo, essentially, for those of you listening in Chicago or maybe know the nightlife a little bit in the city, Chippewa Street is basically State and Division. That's what it is. I mean, there's a bunch of bars. People, hop from bar to bar, get really, really drunk, and then eat something at 4 o'clock in the morning, get in a cab, and go home. It's the same thing. For whatever reason, 20-year-old Patrick Kane was out in this district on a Saturday night at 4 in the morning, hopped in a cab with his cousin, who's 21, and were going wherever they were going. And in Buffalo, basically the thing is, cab drivers, I don't know that it's protocol, but some cab drivers will lock the door and not unlock it until they get their money, which there's other places in Buffalo that do that. And I've been in some of those places, and it's perfectly understandable. I don't see what the argument or the hoopla over, oh my God, they locked it. I think that's almost not common. I wouldn't say common, but that happens in some places. And apparently, I guess if you want to break it down, Superstar, like you want me to tell you what happened?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parts of the story that some I'm sure will never know the truth.
But I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Patrick Kane won't return my phone calls. And his father, I've talked with his father before. I'm sure after tonight I will never speak to him again. I believe happened. And if you want to put all the pieces together and sort of figure out what happened and you listen to all the different parties, you sort of narrow it down and figure out exactly what happened. And this is my interpretation. Patrick Kane and his cousin get in the cab. They're at their destination. They're about to pull out the money and pay for the cab. The cab driver says $13.80, and they go to immediately get out of the car, and the doors are locked. As one of them, whoever it was fumbling for the money, the other one was freaking out that he couldn't get out of the cab. Cab driver says, I can't let you out until you pay. Patrick Kane, in whatever state of mind he was in, starts flipping out saying, don't you know who I am, blah, 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 pulling that shtick. The other one is got the money, gives the cab driver the money. Now both are agitated, and now they've decided at this point, because they had an argument with the cab driver, they're not tipping the guy. The cab driver says, well, I got a single, but I don't have change, so I can't give you 20 cents. And pretty much every cab driver will pull the deal where he's going to give you all of your change back, and you're just supposed to say, no, keep the change. But apparently, because they were upset that they weren't let out of the car, Patrick Kane, this guy didn't know who Patrick Kane was, supposedly, they decided they want all their money back, and when they didn't get all their money back, one of them grabs the guy from behind and the other one decks the guy a couple of times. Is that fair to say what would probably happen, allegedly?
That's what I got.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. I don't think this is any secret to anybody who's ever met me, even if it was only for a fleeting moment. I've been drunk in a lot of cabs. in my day. I've been in cabs where my friends have annoyed or gotten into arguments with cab drivers. I have annoyed cab drivers. I've fallen asleep in cabs, and the cab drivers pulled over and said, I'm not going any further until you wake up and tell me where the hell you're going. So, I mean, I've had incidents verbally or been a part of, privy to, on many, many occasions, unfortunately. Never at any point in time did I ever think, you know what, you know the way I got to resolve this? I'm going to beat the shit out of this guy. Never, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think, you know what, you know how I'm going to solve this? I'm going to beat this old man up. And you know, I can't look past that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to wait until this whole thing shakes out, and there's already back-talking on the cab driver's side because they don't want to prolong this out. It's come out now that the guy was driving on a suspended license. He's in AA. He's had 2 DUI arrests, off-duty. It was funny when you listen to his attorney talk, and his attorney said, well, normally I do criminal work, and it's like, well, why does this cab driver have a criminal attorney? You know, and now we know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that looks bad upon the cab driver, but still, the cab driver, he didn't deserve to get beat up. Not to mention, we're talking about an elderly gentleman. I mean, there's no question, we saw the guy. I mean, he got beat up. And his story originally was that one guy grabbed him from behind or grabbed him by the shirt or whatever, and the other one was wailing away on him. And if you look at his face, you could see that that's exactly what happened to him. I can't look past this. In the court of Block's public opinion, Patrick Kane is a jackass scumbag, and that's all he'll ever be. Because I have no room in my heart for forgiveness for someone who attacks an elderly person. You want to assault an elderly person, you're a scumbag.
And whether, over 20 cents change.
Yeah, whatever it was, you know, you attack an elderly person, you're a scumbag. That's what you are. And that's what Patrick Kane is. He's a jackass scumbag. And that's all he'll ever be to me. And you know what? He's a great hockey player. I'm not saying the Blackhawks should trade him. And, you know, in fact, for my enjoyment of hockey games, because I separate players from what they do on the ice, because I really don't care about players. I don't want to be friends with them. I don't want to get to know them. I've known some. Some are cool and some are not. But they're no different than you or I when they get off the ice. And a lot of people would look at things that you or I do and say, well, I don't want to be like that. I would look at, you know, people that are listening to this, and I would, you know, I don't want to be like that. They're no different than you or I. They do, you know, they make questionable decisions. They do things that are unethical and, you know, morally wrong, you know, by some people's standards. There's no reason to idolize or worship the person. It's appreciate what they do on the ice. You're paying to be entertained by them, and while that 60 minutes while they're on the ice, that's what you're getting. You're getting entertainment. That's what you're paying for, and they are nothing more than that. And for that reason, yeah, I want to see Patrick Kane still be on the Blackhawks. I won't root for him, but I don't root for the Blackhawks anyway. But, I mean, even if I did, I wouldn't root for him. I'd be happy when he scored a goal or when he set some up because, you know what, I don't go to watch horrible hockey. I go to watch good hockey. But what he will always be to me, and you can try to say, you know, if the cab driver comes out tomorrow and says, you know what, I made the whole thing up, that's bullshit. He's getting paid. You know, and that's the way it's going to be put away because Patrick Kane needs this to go away. It's already set up that the Kane family is making the cousin take the fall. Patrick Kane and his cousin have two separate attorneys. Patrick Kane's attorney is a prominent Buffalo attorney, a high figure, defends, high dollar clients, and Patrick Kane's cousin has a public defender. I mean, it's already set up that his cousin's going to take the fall for the family because who's making the money in the family? Who's the one that matters? It's Patrick Kane. So the cousin's going to take the fall for this. I don't care if Patrick Kane didn't punch him. You know, the story was that both of them had a hand in it, and that's it for me. And I'll say this right now, and I don't really care who knows it or who I offend. If you're going to defend Patrick Kane, you're a scumbag too. Because if you're going to defend someone who assaulted an elderly person, you're a scumbag. And that's it. I don't have a problem with people that are going to be offended by that. I don't care. If you don't want to come to the site ever again, so be it. He's a scumbag. And the other thing is, I don't want him representing my country on the Olympic team. If these accusations are in any way true, and I do believe them to be true, I don't want him representing my country. Olympics are something completely different than playing on the Blackhawks. Olympics is a privilege. I think you have to be held to a higher standard when you put, the flag, if you bear the flag on your chest. And Patrick Kane waved on Sunday night. He waived his right to represent, you and me, to represent, I don't think I'm going overboard. I think he waived his right to represent the troops, the honest working people in this country by doing what he did, allegedly, supposedly. I think we can figure out what he did. And we shouldn't be fooled by, back politicking, lawyering, and the Kane family coming up with some money to pay the guy to shut up. And that's just how I feel about it.
Well, absolutely. And one of the facts that you didn't touch on yet, Block, and that is, in all the reports, nothing's been mentioned about his state of mind, if he was drunk, if he was not drunk, if he was drinking. And that's a big thing, too. I mean, we talked about it the other day, how it makes him look even worse because you have to assume that he was sober.
Exactly. What were the police thinking that they were doing? Because, I have a bunch of tape. I don't know that I didn't clear it with anybody, but you know what? There's a line around the block to sue me, so get into it. Let's, the attorney, let's see if I have it here. The attorney for the cab driver, Andrew Lotempio, here, and this is on WGN Radio, and if they're going to get mad at me, I apologize, but here's what he had to say about the cab driver not recognizing Patrick Kane, as if that mattered one bit.
Well, at this point, I don't really want to get into the specific details. It's pretty much been blown out of proportion. It's a dispute over the cab fee, unfortunately, Mr. Radecki didn't recognize Mr. Kane just thought they were a couple of college kids. And
so basically what you get out of that is that if he would have, recognized, and this is where I drew my conclusion to them not being able to get out of the car right away, and then Patrick Kane going off saying, "Don't you know who I am? I'm not going to stiff you," kind of a thing. It's like Patrick Kane wanting special privileges, that I am who I am, and you're going to let me out of this cab right now. I don't care if we haven't paid you yet. That's, that sort of thing. Now, in the same interview, Lotempio went on to say this.
I think Mr. Radecki, and I would imagine that probably the young men, everybody's calmed down at this point, and I think that we should be able to work things out.
So they want to get paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they think they will. I mean, Kane's side is talking a lot of, because they're working the court of public opinion, too. And he's got a great attorney, and that's what he's paying for. He's paying to rehabilitate his image and make this thing go away, so they're attacking the cab driver's credibility, again, as if it means anything. I thought the one thing that I thought was hilarious is that they were able to go out and get other cab drivers or other people to say that, oh, yeah, he's gotten into disagreements with passengers before. It's like, well, isn't that like the life of a cab driver who works, you know, the, what do they call it? I mean, you know, the graveyard shift. I mean, isn't that the life? You get a bunch of drunk, you're driving around a bunch of drunk people all night that quite possibly spent their last dime in the bar and are now trying to, you know, hitch a free ride home. I mean, isn't that the life of a cab driver? You know, so again, it's a lot of garbage, and you know, and everybody's just doing their job and playing their roles, but it doesn't, in the end, it doesn't matter. I mean, what happened is what happened, and nobody's even trying to deny what happened. You know, so
it would be interesting in block, and not to cut you off, but I know, you know, you and I have both been in cabs here, St. Louis, Vegas, multiple cities, and a lot of these major companies now have video cameras in the cab. I assume that maybe they haven't started doing that in Buffalo yet. But it would be interesting to see a video of what happened.
Well, I'm sure that I'm sure the Canes wouldn't want you to see it. I mean, if it was available, I'd like to see it. And I think if there was one, we would have heard about it already.
Well, absolutely.
You know, but I don't know. We're looking to hear what you guys have to say. If you want to call in. Maybe touch in on this. The phone number to call in is 347-857-3781. Again, 347-857-3781 if you want to join in, talk about it. Superstar, while we're waiting for some, did you watch the UFC on Saturday night?
I did not watch it, but I did follow it on a site for up-to-the-minute news on it. So I did follow it, but I did not watch it.
Oh. Well, you're lucky that you didn't pay for it like me, because it was awful. But it wasn't awful. I mean, it was interesting to see Anderson Silva totally wax Forrest Griffin. And apparently, Forrest Griffin, there are people who are very worried about him right now. He is not in a good state of mind. So I guess have a good thought about Forrest Griffin tonight.
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, it was not pretty, and I heard he left the ring and pretty much left the building right after that. From the quote I got from Dana White was, he could be back in Georgia by now. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, well, he did the Sean Sherk thing. Well, Sherk did it in Vegas at MGM, where he lost and he left the ring and he ran out. But, I mean, Forrest Griffin did it immediately. Like, I mean, he didn't even get knocked out as much as he got tagged. He landed. And he was like, you know, no mas. I mean, because he waved it off. The ref was waiting, like sort of looking in and seeing, like, I mean, how are you? And Forrest Griffin, he made a motion, like, no, that's it. And then he got up and he tried to bolt the cage right away, but there were people coming in trying to stop him, and he pushed through him and he bolted. He ran and just he left. And yeah, so, you know, not to get off topic, but. And then BJ Penn won in the fourth round. He basically waited for his moment, and he finished off Kenny Florian.
I don't like either one of those guys, so both those guys could go away, and I wouldn't miss them for a second.
We do have emails and such. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to them tonight, but I do want to go. I know that people there's been a few people that have emailed in and said that the last 2 weeks that the, you know, the personal ad stuff or trying to hook me up or whatever, and I wouldn't take it too seriously. We're just, I mean, it's the beginning of August, folks. You know. But
as busy as the Blackhawk offseason has been, you know, there's room for other things.
Yeah, but I mean, for the people that are emailing and saying that the person's talk is too much or went on too long, I get it. I'm not disagreeing with you, but it is my show, and you're just gonna have to deal with it. Because I mean, the way my mind works, I mean, the randomness of it, because there's like hockey like everywhere, and then like other random thoughts just sort of bolt in and out, and that's what this show is going to be. So either get used to it or listen to somebody else's show. I don't really care. But two things real quick, and I'll try not to go on long with them. But one thing, I confirmed to myself last week. I was walking up Wacker, and that could be a song, Walking Up Wacker. But I was walking up Wacker, and I realized something. And I kind of realized before, but I confirmed to myself, because I had these conversations with myself as I walk up Wacker, that, Superstar, I am attracted to women who dress like Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Well,
I guess the only question I would say is why.
Well, I need to preface. Not like, I mean, I have an odd attraction to women who, it's not odd, I mean, it's just an attraction to women who dress like Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, they can't be lesbian or Ellen DeGeneres, you know. I mean, if they're not those two things, then life is good. But if, you know.
Is it the aura of them being professional looking or something along those lines?
I don't know. I just find it so sexy. I don't know why.
I don't know what to tell you. I do know that, you know, now that you're in the downtown.
somebody just texted me, said that it might mean that I'm gay. I don't think so. Tune in next week when Block tells details everything he likes in men. Yeah. Complain about the show again, Internet.
Yeah. they don't realize it, but we could almost be, at our peak performance level. It can only go down from here.
Oh yeah, it could go in so many directions from here. But and then the other thing, so we'll get on. I'll get to that in a minute, too. But 347-857-3781. Two people jumped on at the end of last week's show, and I got to tell you, if you jump on in the last 10 minutes, you're not going to get on, because oftentimes I'm racing to get through this list that I have in front of me, and last 10 minutes is not a good time to call in. So 347-857-3781. The other thing is I was talking to someone about this yesterday at work, okay? And it stems from a conversation I had with a lady at the bar on Friday. And I thought, I came up with something, and I thought it was brilliant. Like, it's not a pickup line, or it's not it's just something that is really nice to say, but there's a debate going on about this. And I was talking to a friend of mine who was driving through Alberta very, very late last night, to another place in Alberta, and he listened to the show last week and gave me some not so constructive criticism, but I asked him about this too, and he thinks I'm an idiot. But basically, I was talking about like women and what you see in women and all this kind of stuff, and I said to this girl, this lady, I said, if you, and this is what I need to ask your opinion of, Superstar. This is what I said: if you look hard enough, you can find beauty in any woman. Now, end quote. Now, is that a compliment or an insult? Because that's the debate.
I think it could be both. I think depending. Well, I think Friday night at about 1:30 in the morning, drunk, and you say that to a woman.
See,
I
that's the problem. Like, it's Superstar. That's a problem. It was like at 6:30.
I was about to say, I can see where that could come off as a pickup line.
No, it was. I got off the train, and I refused to take the bus, and I was walking, and it was raining, so I walked into the bar, and I had this conversation. So I don't have. I mean, it's not. It wasn't the alcohol talking. I mean, this is like a real thought that I had.
Yeah, I think it could be a compliment and an insult all at the same time. I think it depends on the woman you're saying it to.
Well, this woman thought it, again, like, I said, like, I didn't think about it, I just said it, and, like, immediately, like, lights went off in the room, and they were all shining down on me, and I thought, like, oh, my God, that's brilliant, you know, I can use this. And she was like, that's the most offensive thing that you could ever say to a woman. All right, we got a caller on the line. Let's see what they want to talk about. Hopefully, something other than what we just talked about. Caller, there you go. Are you there? No.
He gone.
I think I did. I think I hung up on him. Another conversation. I had lunch with a friend of mine yesterday. You know this guy. But I realized what an awful marketing and self-promotionalist I am, because one of my best friends, as of Friday, had no idea that I do a radio show. I mean, this isn't just some guy. I mean, this is a guy I used to live with at college, you know, and then I still go out of town with, and, you know. I see him.
Yeah, it's not good. You know, we're trying to branch out to, people we don't know. It probably helped to get the people we do know to listen first.
Yeah. Well, I failed. Epic fail in that regard. So far, there's been far more people that have voted put down than compliments. So everybody knows, I mean, this point from, we talked about this last week, but from this point forward, this show will be Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, at least through the end of November. There might be one exception, which we talked about last week, would be September 29th, the day or the night of the Victoria Cup. We may either do the show later that night or just push it back to the next day, since I'm sure most people will want to watch the Victoria Cup. It's the last preseason game. The Blackhawks will be playing all of their healthy regulars. If anybody's nursing an injury, I'm sure they'll hold them out. But that'll be the last warm-up, and it's a pride game. You don't want to go over to Switzerland and lose to the Swiss League champions. You just don't want to do it. So the Victoria Cup is actually the European League champion, but same thing. You don't want to lose to that team. The Rangers last year, when they played Magnitogorsk, they played everybody. And it was actually a really good game for two periods until the Rangers got their legs under them. That would be the only schedule change. So from now on, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, Superstar, do we have a guest for next week?
I'm working on it. I am working on it feverishly. I will try to confirm our first guest, hopefully by the end of the show.
Okay, good. All right. Who produces this show anyway? Is that me or you? I guess no one. Oh, Superstar's gone. That's why.
Dead air moments.
While we're waiting for Superstar and callers to call in, Jeremy Roenick last week, there he is. Jeremy Roenick retired. I was going to try to get audio from his press conference. Superstar, you saw the entire Jeremy Roenick press conference, did you not?
I did not see the entire press conference, no.
What have you been doing all week? I saw it. I'm working two jobs. I have a lot of other things going on, and I still saw it.
I missed it, man.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he wept. He told some stories. He was a little overdramatic. He was everything that JR is and always will be. He did a couple of interviews the last couple of days on Sports Talk Radio here in Chicago. You heard those, correct?
I did hear those.
Okay, well, summarize them for us.
Well, you know, he did two different ones that on the two major stations here, 670 The Score and ESPN Radio. And the ESPN Radio was actually really more in-depth than The Score. He went into his favorite moments throughout his 20-year career. And the first one he mentioned, ironically, was winning the silver medal in 2002, followed by the 91 All-Star Game and Finals. And, there's a lot of things, but for a guy who's talking about his NHL career, his top memory in the last 20 years wasn't even in the NHL.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of that's because he missed the 96 World Cup team. You know, which was the Canada Cup, and it became the World Cup, but he missed that. And I know that I know for a fact that's always been a major regret of his. and probably the biggest regret of his career, aside from things not working out in Chicago. Although, I don't even know that. I think the Canada Hockey the World Cup was a bigger disappointment in his eyes. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tony.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Tony?
I just got done purchasing my NHL 2010 Patrick Kane punch-out game. Flying off the shelves.
You know, what are those things that they have, remember, like, way back in the day, like, when we were little kids and they were, like, hand-me-downs, like, those Rock'em Sock'em, like, hockey punchers, like, where you... The handles were on the sides, and you press the handles, and it would, like, jack the guy in the face.
And his head would pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, what were those called?
I think they were called... Robots. Yeah, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, okay.
You guys should have those on your show. You can sell them. With pictures of each other on there.
Awesome. See, now you're dropping Calgary references again.
I'll do your marketing for you, Block. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, thank you. Someone needs to. I'm not promoting this website or the show, and we're going to talk about the website in a little bit because this website almost was terminated on Sunday night because of my temper. But we'll talk about that in a little while.
We've heard that threat before.
Yeah, but it got real close. Anything else on your mind? What about the Patrick Kane thing? I'm sure you have some things to say.
I can say that I've been in a cab at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know I want to talk to him. I just don't have the profile that he does. So that's a stupid move on his part, but oh well. He's 20 years old. What do you expect?
See, I don't even like that. I don't like that excuse either, or, you know, that sort of declaration. It's like, you know, here's a guy, you know, it's like if this is the best comparison I can make. When you get out of high school, and you have a choice to make. Either you go to college and you like it or you don't like it, or you decide right away that you don't want to go to college. You want to go out into the real world and work. Well, as soon as you skip college, I mean, you're in society, or you leave college, you're in society, and now you have to abide by society's rules. When he decided, I don't want to go to school. When he, you know, he was too good and decided to skip, you know, his 18, 19-year-old year at London, he went into the real world. He became a professional, and he has to abide by being a professional. For 2 years, he's been with the traveling circus. He gets coached on what to say, how to act, what to do, who to stay away from. These guys go through classes and presentations on how to answer questions from media members. And obviously the one that was paying attention in class is Jonathan Toews, because he's got it down pat. But even Jonathan Toews, we know, has a sordid past. So it would be naive of you to think that Jonathan Toews is an honest, noble citizen, because his history would say he's not. And I don't care one way or another whether he is or he isn't. I mean, there's two guys on the team that, if you know the ins and outs of the teams, that are noted drunks. So, I mean, and these are guys that are on the Blackhawks now. And one of them keeps coming up in trade rumors. So, you know, if Kane wants to, you know, is a professional, yeah, he's only 20 years old, but he's been, you know, for 2 years he's been in this league. And abiding by these rules and being he's a professional. I mean, he's an older 20 than, you know, anybody could ever know. You know, he's pampered, he's got special privileges and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, he's making a lot of money, and he's got people guiding him through this, and he should know better. I don't have a problem with Patrick Kane being 20 years old and wanting to be in a bar, because we all went through that. I don't even care about that. What I find interesting is that I don't know, and this is getting back to what Superstar brought up earlier on, I don't know whether or not the police felt like they were doing him a favor by, let's just say, and if you want to look at his mugshot, he was, you can presume or you can conclude from that mugshot. Now, people take bad pictures. There's 2 million people walking around Chicago with a horrible driver's license picture. And I would say 90% of them weren't drunk when they took it. So, I mean, people take bad pictures, but you can preclude by the evidence at hand, 4 o'clock in the morning, coming back from Chippewa Street, looking at that mugshot, you can preclude that he was under the influence of something. But the police, who knew they had a 20-year-old kid admittedly coming back from the party district at 4 in the morning, who just allegedly assaulted a cab driver, opted to not include alcohol or being under the influence of something as part of their police report, or determined that he was not. So I have to presume then, since, my personal opinion is what it is, but I have to say, he allegedly did this or, this and that. I have to presume that Patrick Kane was perfectly sober and of a right mind when he and his cousin decided to beat up a cab driver. That's even worse. I mean, it makes him look like a punk thug. That's what the alleged incident, the evidence that you have, the two sides of the story, coming to the conclusion, and the fact that the police, whether they felt like they were doing him a favor or not, or whether they determined that he wasn't, by not saying he was under the influence in that police report as a 20-year-old kid, and the 21-year-old who couldn't get in trouble either way for being under the influence and being in the back of a cab, I have to presume that he was sober and beat up a cab driver. He's a scumbag. That's what he is.
With what you just said, I have to presume he might have spent a little bit of time in Frankfurt Square.
Too inside.
We all know what I'm talking about, though.
Well, the three of us do. All right, Tony, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it. I'm going to go play on a video game. I got it for Wii, so I should be working up a sweat.
All right, thanks for calling. All right. Anything you want to add to that, Superstar?
No, I think you guys, and throughout the show, we've hit that pretty good. I do want to get back to the Roenick interview.
Yeah, please. You got to finish up.
I don't know. Block, are you a fan of the show Leverage?
No, never seen it.
Never seen it? Well, supposedly he was a guest security guard, and they've asked him to come back and do that again. And the other thing I found kind of humorous was that, Jeremy Roenick is now going to be your insurance agent.
Mine?
Well, if you want him to be, check out his website. He's going to be selling insurance.
Awesome.
So JR could be your insurance agent if you want him to be.
Well, we'll have to get him on the show and then pump up the insurance sales division.
Yeah. I found that quite humorous. The other thing he said on both interviews, and he's campaigning for it big time, and that is to get his number retired awfully quickly.
I heard that. I actually was able to listen to the Score one today on their pod files. But interesting enough, and I don't know if you had the same problem, but just as he's starting to talk about the Patrick Kane thing, it faded out.
It did fade out. I checked it twice, and it did fade out. So he did talk about it a lot more on the ESPN interview. And well, he mentioned that, he had met Patrick Kane last year. He says he comes back to Chicago every year. And he found it out of character, but, he is a kid. And a lot of the things that you said where you're a professional and even though you're underage and a kid, you have to act professionally in all aspects of your life. And he said he was going to have another heart-to-heart with him. It was pretty funny because Tom Waddle and Sylvie were saying, you're a guy who definitely lived your life in the fast lane growing up, very similar to Patrick Kane coming into the league. And he said he's going to offer him some a little bit of advice on how to avoid situations like that.
And I'm sure there's some JR haters that are just thrilled about that.
Yeah.
I don't think there could be any harm of Roenick, you know, giving, you know, Kane a heart-to-heart, but I'm sure there's people out there that would think that that's the last thing that Kane needs. I think that because of everything that Roenick's gone through and all the trials and stages of his career that and experiences that, yeah, I mean, it could be beneficial, but, I mean, we're talking about, like, I believe that you don't – when you're under the influence of alcohol or even to a certain extent marijuana, I don't think that you do things that are totally unbefitting of your character. Like, I don't think if you're not a murderer or you're not – that's extreme, but if you're not you know, if you're not someone who has it, like, some sort of, you know, sadistic part of, you know, some sort of, you know, sadistic membrane where it causes you to get angry and hit a woman. Like, I don't think drinking is going to cause you to leap over that. Like, if that, you know, if that's not a part of you. I don't think drinking or smoking pot will do that to you. Crack will do it to you. You know, I mean, think heroin, I mean, you know, cocaine, I mean, those things will probably do it to you. But for anybody that's going to say, oh, well, you know, that's what I hate. I just hate when people say, oh, he got drunk and he did something stupid. Getting drunk, I mean, beating up an old man, I mean, you can't blame getting drunk on that. I mean, there's something in Patrick Kane and Patrick Kane's cousin, whoever was responsible for what, that in their minds, there was, they felt just in beating up an elderly person. I can't wrap my head around that one. You got a caller on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mike, and I am calling from deep within Wadsworth, Illinois.
That's a place where most people would not like to be.
Wadsworth, Illinois, parts unknown.
What's going on tonight?
What I would like to discuss is something that no one has brought up yet about how Patrick Kane will probably get his ass kicked on the ice this year by someone who has a grandpa and loves him very much, who might be a cab driver. Someone is going to single him out and maybe hurt him for a few games for just being a punk-ass bitch little kid.
Well, there's another thing, you know, that I want to touch on tonight about that. It's there, you know, sort of, like, people, like, again, I catch some heat sometimes from people that say, oh, you're not even a Blackhawks fan, and you have a Blackhawks blog. That's a ridiculous argument.
Well, no, all you're doing is covering the local team.
Right.
If you lived in another state,
I watch
you would
team,
have a blog for the other team, that,
yeah,
you know, that's in your state.
I know. I watch these games objectively, and I have, really, like, I do want to see the Blackhawks win, and I want to see them succeed, and I grew up cheering for them, and it'd be great if a Stanley Cup, you know, were to happen here in Chicago. But I watch these games objectively, and when I leave the United Center, whether the Hawks win or lose by 10 goals or lose by 10 goals, I don't feel any differently when I leave. So I watch these games with objective eyes, and I saw in the playoffs with my own two eyes, I saw it all last year, Patrick Kane is – he's a cheap shot artist. When the news story broke about Lidstrom, you know, having the testicle surgery, and it's really not funny. I got shot in the unmentionables a couple of weeks ago, and it hurt pretty bad. But you know, when I heard that the name Patrick came out, I immediately go, that figures Patrick Kane. Because he's a guy that goes into scrums and piles late with his stick, you know, extended, and he spears people. He does it all the time. Next month, when the NHL Network replays the Red Wings series, watch carefully. It happened consistently in that series, and you know, so it's like he's a guy that he is feisty and he does have a chip on his shoulder when he plays. I don't agree with people, but the guy. You know, to say he doesn't get his hands dirty or I mean, he's 5'10", 170 pounds, if that, either on either end. I mean, he might be 5'9", 163. I don't know. I don't bring a tape measure around with me, and I don't have a scale. But he's tiny. And he's a great offensive player. He has the ability to be the best offensive player that the Blackhawks have had, definitely since Stan Mikita, probably, you know, in a way, even Bobby Hull. I mean, he's that kind of special. And it's ridiculous when people, you know, say, oh, he doesn't play enough defense. Bullshit. I don't want Patrick Kane playing defense. Why would he waste his time playing defense? What he needs to do is get stronger and get quicker so he can, you know, he has that pull away. You know, he can create distance for himself and make himself even more dangerous and give himself more room because defenders and you know, checkers are going to be worried about him dancing right around them. They don't have that concern right now because he just doesn't have that kind of burst. If he had that, he'd be sickening out there. But, you know, it's like, to get back to your point, I think that regardless of this, there's people that are going to be looking for him because he's already establishing that cheap nature out on the ice, and I've seen it. You know, and if you're a Blackhawks fan, you haven't seen it yet, or you've chosen to, you know, turn the other way because you're a Blackhawks fan, then that's fine. But pay a little bit more attention next time, and I think you'll see it.
Yes, and I do think that he could, you know, improve his image off the ice and even on the ice with the mentorship of Jeremy Roenick, just like Tony Dungy is doing for Michael Vick. You know, Roenick could take him to church and, you know, teach him some things, and maybe he could be a nicer citizen.
Roenick's going to take him to church? I don't know. You know, it's funny.
I think with the mentorship, he could be led in the right direction.
Well, quite possibly. Anything else tonight, Mike?
Yes. Is it true that Patrick Kane used the same maneuver on the cab driver as BJ Penn used to win his UFC match? Is that true?
No, because if he would have used that maneuver, I think that Patrick Kane would still be in jail.
What is the maneuver called?
The rear naked choke.
That is an excellent maneuver.
It was. It was set up by some kidney kicks and then right into the choke and out cold. So.
All right, Superstar, you're doing an excellent job. I love you. Come down to Wadsworth sometime.
Love you too, Mike, and I doubt that.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. Confirm that guest yet, Superstar?
Not yet. I am working on it very quickly here.
Don't worry about it. If we have to do it later, then that's fine. We are going to start having guests on the show here in the next few weeks. It's August. You know, we're growing. You know, as John McDonough says in the open, we're growing. And we're sort of figuring everything out here as we go. We don't know everything. I don't know everything. And I certainly don't really know what I'm doing here. I didn't when I started. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. But I'm determined, as long as I have this website and I have this show, that we're going to be good and we're going to have good guests and we're going to have interesting talk. And I don't think you're going to be able to find a place maybe you'll be able to find it on regular radio and, with real talented people who get paid to do this. But as far as, like, sort of in this, you know, level of broadcasting, I don't think you're going to find a better place to talk Blackhawks, and that's in my humble opinion. But before we get going, I want to address some things that are going on with the website because they're whatever level of frustration there is out there with the new website and the new format and the new host and all this kind of stuff. I guarantee you that my level of frustration eclipses you, laps you, and then sets you on fire as I go storming past. I am almost, and like I said, on Sunday night, I was trying to upload the Patrick Kane mugshot. And for 45 minutes, I tried to upload that damn thing because I have a whole new set of steps that I have to go through to get things done on this thing. And what I've learned is that in some ways the new site and on the administrative side is greatly improved, and in some ways it adds a step, not necessarily makes it more complicated, it just adds steps. I think once I get into the groove, it'll be a lot easier. I'm not here to make excuses, but I'm working, since two days after the site went live, I've been working two jobs, and I got a lot of other things going on. So sometimes the site is third and fourth in line on the daily planner. For those of you that are complaining and writing in saying that the site what used to have been better, or if you go in the comments section and you post under two or three different names, but they come from the same IP, relax, okay? It's August 11th. When we get into September and October, I will take it upon myself to work on 2 and 3 hours of sleep because that's kind of, what I do. I mean, I will put that up to myself and hold myself to that kind of work ethic. But, that'll be when things are really happening and when, it's August 11th. If you want to see a daily update on the site every day, send me some money. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but if I'm going to stay up till 5 in the morning and, sleep, 2 hours, get up and go to work, I want to get paid for it, During the season, I don't care, but because it's just going to be what I do, and I know that. And essentially, what I've done, and for the other people that have started blogs and that are out there, you kind of figure this out after a while. What you become is a public servant, and it's my own doing, and I understand that, and I've accepted it. But I don't get paid for this, and then there's some people that are complaining about ads on the site, and they think that the ads are what slowed the site down. What slowed the site down is the host, and we're working on fixing that. But the ads have nothing to do with it, and the fact that there's ads there, I have nothing to do with it. The ads come from the network. I have no say in what's there. I will get a cut depending on how many people click and then go there and purchase something. But I've seen the cuts, and they're not substantial. And if anything, it's just another pain in my ass because I'm going to have to, incorporate the third man in, which is just something that I don't want to do, but I'm going to have to because I'm going to be accepting, revenue, whatever limited is, and it's going right back into the site. But it's just, if anything, it's the ads, the presence of the ads, if anything, I wish they weren't there because they're creating more issues for me. But as I said before, if there's something that you've seen on the site, and I try to get on the website on Sunday, and it was giving me problems loading, I will say this: if you are still using the same bookmarks from the old version of the site, update them because the old site wasn't able to be converted. I have had to convert everything manually. If you are using something other than Internet Explorer 7, 8, or Firefox, change that. I think there's other platforms that people have said they've used, and it's cool. I've never used anything but Internet Explorer or Firefox, so I wouldn't know. But I know that most of the issues that people are having are before that. I know that some people are still having problems, and those are the things that I'm trying to address and fix those. But and we're running out of time, but be patient. And, if I have another night like Sunday, I guarantee you when you come after that, if you come to the site, you're going to be directed to the old site because I've kept the old site, just in case, and I'm paying $10 a month for it. I can't do anything with it. It's inoperable. But just to keep the, everything there, I was about to redirect the site back to the old one last night or Sunday night. I was that pissed off. So I'm frustrated more than anybody, and hopefully things will work out and we'll be good because there's a lot of good here, and I think that if we just make a couple of tweaks here and there, and I can do some on my end. Blogging's going to have to do some on theirs. I think it's going to be really good. But that's why we did the switch in the summers, because we knew we were going to have kind of issues. And Superstar, we've got less than 10 seconds left in the stream. We're going to go over. So everybody is leaving us just about now. We'll be back again next week, Tuesday night, August 18th it would be, at 8 o'clock. We may or may not have a guest. If not, we'll talk about something.
I'm sure the way this offseason is going, something will come up. I hope you confirm the first guest by tomorrow. And as soon as I do, Block, I'll give you the nod to throw that up on the site and onto the schedule.
All right, fantastic. All right. Again, yes, for those of you who listen on archives, we've gone over the stream. The stream goes from 8 to 9 o'clock. A little extra radio here. What did Mike Murphy always used to do? What was his saying? Because we're going a little,
you know,
we're going a little bit over.
Yeah, I don't remember what he used to do.
Hey, did you see? This is like it's like the TTMI extra. Did you see the thing? We'll let people in on our normal discussion. Did you see the thing today where Mike North is suing his old partner, the guy that ran the Ponzi scheme? He's suing.
I did hear they were in court, but I didn't know he personally was. No,
he's suing the guy because he wants ChicagoSportsWebio.com. Like, who the hell wants ChicagoSportsWebio.com? I mean, honestly, we probably have 50 less listeners than ChicagoSportsWebio.com. And I'm not kidding.
And Block, I have, you know, our first guest that I'm trying to line up is on a local radio station softball team. And they got destroyed tonight by Chicago Sports Webio's softball team.
So we can tie. If we get him on, we'll talk to him about that next week.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's where we'll end tonight. For those of you still listening, and I guess I better get writing here pretty soon, but I haven't started it. But on Monday, in your mailbox, hopefully, fingers crossed, have to stay in this weekend and not go to the bar and insult women. Monday, the first edition of the Third Man In newsletter. I'm undecided, actually thinking about calling it something. But I don't know. It might just be, in the beginning, it just might be simply the Third Man In, whatever. But look for that. Sign up on the website. It'll be in your email box on Monday morning. And, yeah, I should probably hang up the phone now and start writing. but it'll get done. It'll be 6 to 8 pages, all exclusive content, a lot of good stuff. It's all in my head. I just have to find the time to write it. Thank you very much for joining us, Superstar, and being here on time this week.
I try, man. I try.
And what should we play? Should we play the organ, or should I play Bob Dylan?
I like both options, man.
Okay. Well, let's see. Should we play with my switchboard for a second here?
We can do that, man. It's your show.
I mean, we're playing with the house's money right here. Like, here's what I got. Like, oh yeah. If I have enough time this week, Tim, who is our resident audio guy, who cut up a lot of the stuff that. Or some stuff that I had said, you know, what's in the open is stuff that I said on Hockey Night's podcast. And by the way, they didn't do one last night. I tried to listen to it live, but there wasn't one.
We're taking all their listeners.
I don't know about that, but I actually was going to listen to it live, and while I was watching, I was going to multitask. I was going to watch TV, work on real work, and listen to the Hockey Night podcast, and I just couldn't get it all done. but Tim sent a bunch of stuff over, and I've got to put it in the thing, and you know, cut them up and change. I got to reformat and then upload them onto here, and hopefully I'll be able to do that by next week. He cut some stuff up from this show. Apparently, we did some things that were fun, interesting, and entertaining on this show.
Where was I?
I don't know. Apparently, I listen to the shows back, you know, each show I listen back, you know, to take notes and figure out just how bad I am. And I didn't hear them, so I can't wait to go into his email and listen to these things. All right, well, here's one.
Dead air moments.
When you dropped off tonight, I played that, so you can hear that. Listen to that tomorrow. I have this.
Hello out there.
You know, the first time I ever heard that song, I was a youngster, but we were in Toronto. I had never heard that song before. Like, I'd been going to hockey games for, oh God, they were at the stadium, and all you ever heard was the organ. But I didn't hear that song until the first time I went to Toronto. And I remember like, my God, that's a great song. How come I've never heard that song before? But
it's never been a great song.
What are you talking about? It's an awesome song.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
I don't know. I like it. You don't like it, obviously. I like that one. I can never figure out a place to play it. I should have played this tonight when I was talking about Patrick Kane.
The guy's an asshole.
And then this is apparently when I on the old site, this the file of the James Wisniewski rant that Tim sent me. It got so many hits. It was insane. And that's the other thing. Like, when people listen to this show on my site, I have no idea how many hits it gets. I gotta figure that out. But here it is.
James Wisniewski sucks.
All right, Superstar, we're going to get out of here, and I've chosen what I'm going to play. I'm going to change it up, and we will see everyone back here next week, Tuesday. I'm about to throw up my egg sandwich. Tuesday, August 18th at 8 o'clock with perhaps a guest, and maybe we'll make fun of Chicago Sports Webio. But until then, everybody have a good night, and we will talk to you next week.
Good night.